Merkel's migration chief suggests courses teaching migrants not to rape after despicable gang attack. By Jack Montgomery on November 3, 2018. Angela Merkel's migration commissioner has suggested orientation courses teaching new migrants not to rape German women after a group of Syrians were arrested for a gang attack on a teenage girl. Men who have been living here for a long time need to talk clearly about sexuality and equal rights in Germany to men who have just arrived. If necessary in their native language, said Annette Wiedmann-Maas in the wake of the despicable crime in Freiburg. All asylum seekers need to get orientation courses about living together in Germany as soon as they arrive to their first accommodation center. And that also includes that there is zero tolerance for sexual abuse and other violent acts, she added. Similar initiatives have been attempted in Germany before, with some public swimming pools having to put up illustrated signs showing migrants that molesting women is not allowed after a number of attacks on women and children of both sexes. Wiedmann-Maas's intervention was prompted by a particularly brutal attack in Freiburg, which saw an 18-year-old girl drugged, taken to a wooded area, and gang-raped by up to 15 males for 4 hours. 7 Syrians and 1 German passport holder have been arrested for the crime, with the public being particularly outraged when it was discovered that suspected ringleader Majdej has a previous conviction and was wanted by the authorities at the time of the attack. Publicly available pictures purporting to show him holding a machine gun somewhere in the Middle East, which he is said to have uploaded to social media, have also caused consternation, suggesting the Merkel government has been incredibly lax about who it has allowed into the country since the onset of the migrant crisis. U.S. President Donald Trump was excoriated by the left liberal media worldwide for highlighting the situation in Germany earlier in 2018, saying Chancellor Merkel had made a big mistake in inviting millions of people who have strongly and violently changed their culture and increased crime. The statistics appear to support him, however, with refugees, asylum seekers, and illegal immigrants accounting for 11.9% of sexual offense suspects. In particular, despite being only 2% of the general population. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.